Hello, everybody. So this is commenting on the death of Dave Courtney. So Dave Courtney was the self-styled gangster. He was an author of books about the British underworld, and he has gone the way of all flesh. He was called to his reward yesterday morning at his house in Plumstead, London. So his Instagram account is still going, but his wife said that that Mr. Courtney ended his own life. I don't know exactly how or exactly why. In his public appearances, he was always ebullient, a very cheerful, a cheeky chappy. But of course, I know people say nil nisi bonum de mortuis, but I think no, we mustn't be too soft on him, given how he rose to infamy. So he was an armed robber in the past, but I suppose I'm glad that he, at least for over 20 years, turned to living his life by behaving lawfully, by not harming others, by incessantly boasting about what he did. So you may have seen that film, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, which was, I think, written and directed by Guy Ritchie. And Vinnie Jones, the footballer, he played a character said to be based on Dave Courtney. So Dave Courtney, he was in prison a few times for his crimes. He was known as a fan of Charlton Athletic Club. He liked to be known as OBE. He quipped it stood for One Big Ego. And David Courtney, I remember just the Oxford Union over 20 years ago when he was more or less at the peak of his fame. And I remember there were lots of documentaries about him. And he claimed to be an associate of the Cray twins, but people pointed out he was about 8 years old when they began their life sentence. So a lot of what he was saying was really just balderdash. So he was born in Bermondsey, South London. So an incredible number of armed robbers came from Bermondsey, and so did the Flying Squad. And in fact, the detectives of the Flying Squad knew them quite well, often been to school with the same armed robbers. You may have heard of the Sweeney, a 1970s drama, television drama, because the Flying Squad in Cockney rhyming slang was the Sweeney, as in Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. So the Sweeney was a reference to the Flying Squad, because obviously the Metropolitan Police in London, and the police were policing various different districts of it, but the Flying Squad, they're called that, set about 1920, because they would go anywhere in London, and they were dealing with serious organised crime, armed robbery a lot of the time. So that's where he came from. So as he would say himself, he was no great shakes at school. And he wrote his books, though, by himself. But I suppose he had a chance to educate himself a little bit more later on. But he says that he'd been shot. I'm not sure that was true, or stabbed, which might have been true, that his nose has been bitten off. Well, he certainly had a nose, which was rather smeared across his face, and liked to be a rather scary character. I suppose he was. But he openly disrespected the grandfather of the British underworld, and that was Mad Frankie Fraser, saying Mad Frankie Fraser tried to pose and be frightening even when he was sort of 85 years old. And of course, nobody was scared of a little old man, Mad Frankie Fraser, that notorious gangster who died in 2014 at the age of about 90. So what else about this? He'd crash his cars and things like that. So he said he was an enforcer, a debt collector. He'd been a bouncer back in the old days when bouncers didn't have to have that security industry authority badge, that he'd assaulted people. He dealt in contraband. He's somehow involved in murder, he said. Didn't say he'd actually murdered someone. I'm not sure what the involved would be. And he'd been detained at Her Majesty's pleasure in Belmarsh Prison, Southeast London. I'm not sure it was Category A or not, but there's no doubt that he was inside. Anyway, he says that he was acquitted in 19 separate trials. I mean, I know people who dispute that. He was acquitted in some trials, but not as many as 19. So he's the author of numerous books, such as Fuck the Ride. One thing you cannot say about Mr. Courtney was he's not a racialist. He was married to a black woman. He took every opportunity to be on television. And who was that? Bette David, that Mr. Bette David, that Iranian-American chap. He appeared on his show talking about crime and saying that some of the white gangsters and the black gangsters in London didn't necessarily get along, but Courtney's able to bring them together to make them friends, partly because his wife was black and so on. Recall Mr. Courtney saying his children's school phoned him up and saying, Mr. Courtney, would you mind picking up your children down the street from school, not at the actual gates, because some of the other parents are frightened seeing you there. So he was a rather scary chap. So the only reason why documentaries had him there is because he was always trading on his notoriety. And he was on various films like Six Bend, Clubbing to Death, and so on, with Craig Charles. Craig Charles, the chap who was in Red Dwarf, and indeed a film, The Dead Sleep Easy. So he produced various DVDs about called Dodgy and Dodger and things like that. So he's a bit time actor. But he was accused of beating up his girlfriend, Jennifer Lucrea Pinto, and he was acquitted of that. So various other brushes with the law about he had a conditional discharge at Bristol Crown Court when he was found to be in possession of live ammunition. And of course, you have to have a firearm certificate. And with his extensive criminal record, he was never going to get one of those. So he went bankrupt in 2009 and he owed £400,000, which is an awful lot more than it is today. £250,000 of that was back taxes. So he led a rather extravagant lifestyle, but his earnings just couldn't keep up with that. So he was decidedly improvident. So I think he hadn't actually been arrested since 2009. And so you can read some of his books, and he appeared in about a dozen films, even one about the craze, even though he really knew nothing about them. So his contributions to world literature, things like Stop the Ride, I Want to Get Off, about his most famous tome, which was published in the year 1999. There's Raving's Lunacy in 2001. And he even had an encounter with a porn star, Kathy Barry. There's photos of him copulating with her. I'm not sure if there are videos of that as well. But that is David Courtney. So I'm not sure why he's not quite so happy these days. He produced a British crime and prison quiz book along with a foreword by Charles Bronson. Charles Bronson's a notorious prisoner serving life, a very frightening man who's actually not murdered anyone, but has often held people hostage at knife point for hours. So that's him. So Dave Courtney, what really made him tick? I suppose he wanted to scare people. He was an attention addict. What else? So that was him. He liked talking about himself. I suppose you rightly recognize he was an egomaniac. And so though he did a lot of harm in the old days, I suppose he contributed something to the gaiety of the nation in the past 25 years or so. But you must remember his victims in the old days. I don't think he actually killed anyone, but, you know, he will have beaten people up and he will have been very scary. I wouldn't have wanted to get on the wrong side of him. And no doubt it would please him no end to hear people saying that about him. He had his own website, which I used to go onto on the old days. So The Ride's back on, Heroes and Villains, these are some of these books, and saying he had some respect for the police, but if you're scum, the police will treat you like that. But wasn't he scum? I mean, he had this bizarrely inverted sense of morality and common decency. So that's him. I shan't miss him a great deal. Okay, thank you so much for watching the channel. Please subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye, everyone.